Well, welcome back, everybody. So as we know, restaurants all over the country are closing down because of COVID. And these restaurants employ millions of people. A lot of them you know. But the owner of a chain of restaurants in New York City used to have 9 locations, and now he's down to 3 because of COVID. And his name is Gabriel Stillman. He's the CEO of Happy Cooking Hospitality, LLC. And this morning he was on Stephanie Ruhle's MSNBC program and had this to say about what the core issue is with having to close down as a restaurant. Have a listen to this.
That closing a restaurant is like a light switch that you can turn on or off, and that the government's playing God with our lives without considering any of the repercussions of what happens from those choices.
So I like the way he described having to close down is kind of like, it's like a light switch. All of a sudden he gets the order and it's like, boom, the light switch goes off and it's time to close back down because COVID is going up in New York City, in a lot of different cities all across our fine nation here. But is it really a light switch that you can just flip on and off? And ultimately, there's a lot of other expenses that go with running a restaurant beyond payroll, which is what the PPP program was specifically designed to take care of. But there's, as you know, there's a lot of other expenses. You know, you've got your rent, you've got your electric, you've got gas, you know, all that stuff. Just, you know what it's like. So then Gabriel went on to discuss the PPP program and some of the limitations with that program. So have a listen to this.
So far, the only thing that's been offered to restaurants since this pandemic began was PPP money, which we all know was 2.5 times average monthly payroll. Okay, well, the first big problem with that is payroll doesn't account for all of my expenses. Payroll is only about 40% of our expenses. What about the other 60%? So you gave me 2.5 months worth of 40% of my bills and we're 10 months later. So the financial aid has been inadequate. And something that you pointed out that's so unbelievably important, and my colleagues in Roar have crunched the numbers on, is, yeah, we are carving out $17 billion for the airline industry to bring back 50,000 jobs. That's nearly 400,000 plus per job brought back. Yet the restaurant industry has been asking for $120 billion to bring back over 1.3 million jobs. And so, yeah, I think that the solution is an unpopular solution. Somebody needs to share in the pain. The solution is the banks need to take a hit, right? We look at the way other countries are solving this problem. You look at Canada and my friends that own restaurants in Montreal. Every time they get shut down, the rules in Montreal are the restaurant pays 25% rent, the government pays 50% rent, and the landlord takes a 25% hit.
So his point is really well taken, because the Paycheck Protection Program only covered payroll for 2.5 months, and we're forcing these restaurants to close, and we did cover 2.5 months of payroll, but there's a lot more that goes with that. You know, like we were talking about, you've got your rent, electric, all this kind of stuff. So he raises a good point that we're carving out $17 billion for airlines to basically bring back 50,000 jobs, which is fantastic, don't get me wrong. But when you do the math, that's about $400,000 per job. I mean, I guess nobody said it had to make sense. And it's great that they're bringing back 50,000 jobs, but I mean, come on, $400,000 per job? But the restaurant business, he said, is looking for $120 billion, and he's looking to bring back 1.3 million jobs. So there is a need for something to really help these people out beyond the Paycheck Protection Program to cover a lot of these expenses beyond payroll. And then you probably heard him say, these banks need to take a hit. That's obviously not going to happen. That's the last thing in the United States that would ever happen, right? How many banks really take a hit these days? There's all sorts of programs for banks to not take a hit. As a matter of fact, during COVID, if you've got your mortgage that was actually, deferred, you know, where you didn't have to pay, you know, for up to a year, I think the program was. But the banks complained so loudly about that program that they even got support for that to help with their cash flow. So banks really don't lose at the end of the day, but this isn't anything new. But he says in Canada, Montreal specifically, when they get shut down, the restaurant business, I thought it was really interesting. The restaurant pays 25% of the rent at that point. The government pays 50% of the rent, and then the landlord takes a 25% hit. Why can't we do that here? I mean, it makes every bit of sense. And that's the problem with things. I don't know what happens in legislation. You know, if it's like walking into a grocery store and you got the list in your head, you walk in, you're like, what the hell am I here for? Coffee? You know what I mean? I don't know what happens to our legislatures, if it's that effect or what it is, but why can some place like Canada be so straightforward and simplistic and effective with their program? And in Germany, for example, according to this article in Deutsche Welle, and here's the picture of it, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will, for firms that are up to 50 workers and the self-employed, they can have up to 75% of their same period last year's business reimbursed by the government. So there's another program that's very simple, very effective. Why can't we do it here? Why does it have to be encumbered and political and all this kind of stuff? So he did mention in that interview with Stephanie Ruhle, he did mention the Restaurant Act, but the sticking point with that act, folks, is this. The biggest flaw of that Restaurant Act is that it doesn't regulate grant recipients to keep or pay their employees. So they've got an act out there that they're getting behind, but the problem is their legislators are worried that they won't keep the employees on board. So it would just turn into, I don't know what they're thinking, to be honest, but that's where the PPP program comes in. So what's really needed is something specific, some language that's specific, something like Germany's doing, something like Canada is doing. There needs to be something specific to cover the other expenses for these restaurants. And there's a lot of people that are employed by it. And we're telling them to shut down after all. If you're telling somebody that they've got to shut down, by God, you ought to get in there and help them out a little bit better than you're doing with payroll. It just makes sense. Folks, thanks for listening. Till next time.